His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at yesterday afternoon's latest release of COVID-19 cases in our tri-state region. We'll start off in Northwest Connecticut as of 7 p.m. last night. Still no cases in Falls Village, 2 now in Cornwall, 9 in Kent, New Milford 202, Norfolk 6, North Canaan 4, Salisbury 6, and Sharon 11. Moving over to Dutchess County as of 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon, locally, Amenia with 10 active cases, Clinton 23, Dover 44, Milan 10, Millbrook and Millerton Village and Northeast less than 5, Pauling 31, Pauling Village 9, Pine Plains 10, Red Hook 27, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 44, Rhinebeck Village 10, Stamford with 14, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington with 10. In Columbia County, as of 3 p.m. yesterday, 154 positive cases of COVID-19. 81 of the 154 cases have recovered. 15 of the positive cases are hospitalized for in ICU. They've received 1,175 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 146 residents are now under mandatory quarantine, 22 under precautionary quarantine. There were no new cases and no new deaths from the coronavirus in Berkshire County early in the week, according to a daily report from the State Department of Public Health. The death toll in the Berkshire stands at 31. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Berkshire County held at the number 428. And in Dutchess County, the COVID-19 case numbers active by municipality, as reported by 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Amenia 10, Beekman City 117, Beekman 76, Clinton 23, Dover 44, East Fishkill 163, Fishkill 181, Fishkill Village less than 5, Hyde Park 112, LaGrange 121, Milan 10, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and the town of Northeast less than 5, Pauling 31, Pauling Village 9, Pine Plains 10, Pleasant Valley 45, Poughkeepsie 282, Poughkeepsie City 270, Red Hook 27, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 44, Rhinebeck Village 10, Stanford 14, Tivoli Village less than 5, Unionvale 49, Wappinger 157, Wappinger's Falls Village 46, and Washington 10. In Columbia County, as of 3 p.m. yesterday, Columbia County had 13 community members that have passed away from COVID-19, 154 positive cases of COVID-19, 81 of the 154 cases have recovered, 15 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 4 now of those hospitalized in ICU. They've received 1,175 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 146 residents are under mandatory quarantine and 22 under precautionary quarantine. Meanwhile, there were no new cases and new deaths from the coronavirus in Berkshire County. That, according to a daily report from the State Department of Public Health on Monday. There were 104 new deaths reported statewide, though, a total of 3,003 since the pandemic began. The death toll in the Berkshires stands at 31. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Berkshire County held at 428, flat from the previous day. Additionally, statewide, there were 1,524 new cases of coronavirus reported, a total now in Massachusetts of 56,462. In a report yesterday, Hartford Healthcare said while the state's number of COVID-19 cases has continued to climb and an increase in mortality, the number of hospitalizations has gone down, saying it was a positive sign, saying also there are several factors that remain crucial: testing, contract tracing, social distancing, isolation. And even though the number of cases is still rising, the hope is it'll peak soon. It was predicted for the end of April or early May to see peaking, plateauing, and trending down. The best advice they gave to the community: social distancing continues to fight. It's the only thing that you can do to fight the virus right now. Once there's a vaccine, in the future, things will change. But until then, Hartford Healthcare went on to say, you have to take those precautions. It'll be irresponsible to establish a timeline. Meanwhile, the Connecticut National Guard said it will be working with the Department of Public Health to make sure nursing homes in the state are following proper health and safety protocols. Additionally, the National Guard will be visiting nursing homes unannounced and will help in educating staff members on how to properly put on and sanitize personal protective equipment. In New York, while Governor Andrew Cuomo has yet to announce plans for school closures beyond May 15th, in Dutchess County, school and government leadership is preparing for the likelihood students will remain out of class until next fall. New York's statewide measures to slow the spread of the virus included shutting down schools, closing non-essential businesses, and limiting restaurants to takeout or delivery orders. That effect isn't until May 15th right now. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said yesterday in the Poughkeepsie Journal, returning students to schools would not be, quote, logical, end quote, given data surrounding the health crisis. The New York State Public High School Athletic Association made the official announcement yesterday, what many thought would happen for weeks, given the COVID-19 pandemic, canceling its state championship tournaments for spring. Now, the spring regular season, however, remains on hold, although Section 9 has given itself a May 18th deadline to determine if its season would be canceled. Well, today is National Superheroes Day, and members of the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce will be driving through local towns and care facilities for Hearts on Tour Parade, with hearts, signs, and flags on the cars, honoring local superheroes who are doing all they can to save lives, the essential workers, as well as those of you doing your part by practicing social distancing. The car parade route will start at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 1 p.m. today. If you're going to be driving, only one family in the car, no additional people in the car other than family members. And if you're going to be watching on the side, well, please, social distancing and wear a mask. The Falls Village Scholarship Association has announced the cancellation of their bingo for Education Night, which is held each May. Due to the corona pandemic, it's not possible to hold the event at the Kellogg School this year, where it is normally held. The Scholarship Association anticipates hosting the traditional evening again in May of 2021. Without the ability to host the Scholarship Association's main fundraiser, Bingo for Education this year, funds are at their lowest, recognizing that this year's high school seniors still need support in their additional endeavors, especially with families experiencing hardships due to the outbreak. The Scholarship Association will still be awarding scholarships this June. This year's graduating class presents a potentially larger than usual pool of applicants. Any donations in any amount will help meet the shortfall and provide support for this year's applicants. It can be made online at fallsvillagescholarship.org. That's fallsvillagescholarship.org. Donations can also be mailed to the Falls Village Scholarship Association, P.O. Box 292, Falls Village, 06031. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook at interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 358.51 to 24,133.78. The NASDAQ stands at 8730.16 to start the day today, and the S&P 500 starts off the day at 2878.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.